This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What? You just pointed at me.
Yeah, I just had a quick story I forgot.
Okay.
At the domino tournament, a young lady... Or a lady asked me to guess her age.
Oh, my God.
And I had a few.
Please tell me you didn't.
And I looked like, that's not the game you want to play, right? And I didn't answer. Goo is growing up, Steiny. I didn't answer.
I think it's a very easy game to play.
And she was offended that I didn't answer because I may have been. But I learned my lesson. Like, hey, you're pregnant. I'm gonna even. Oh no!
Whatever number you think, you just subtract 10.
You know what? You know what? I'm done living like that. I don't want to do that to appease anybody.
No, you know what? You still do, because for a short period of time, I stopped playing that game.
And I couldn't believe it.
I think you might have been there.
What you mean?
A couple months ago. We were out.
Oh yeah.
But that
woman wanted to play this game. I'm sorry.
Maybe
I got to do it.
That's why I had PTSD.
Who's this guy?
She said, well, guess my age. And I was like, I don't know if you want to do this with me.
I forgot.
Because I don't like to play this game. And she said, no, just tell me. And I looked at her.
Oh.
And I said, 44. And she was incredulous because
the whole mood.
She was 44.
The whole mood changed.
And she got a little.
Yeah, she was looking for 34, Evan. She was looking for 34.
Yeah, she was.
I wanted to say you asked him.
Anybody who asks the question means you got to just shave something off the top.
Yeah. So what did you end up guessing?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
I learned I remember. I was like, you know what? I can't win, goo. You're taking heat for.
You know, the one thing I wanted to get around.
Killed.
Some things we don't talk about when they happen, but then later. Congratulations are in order to David Adelman. David Adelman was the interim coach of the Denver Nuggets, and he took over for Michael Malone and did such a great job. He's been hired full time. I don't know if you guys realize this, but. Denver was 41-22. They were playing really well, and then all of a sudden, they lost 10 of 16 games. They fell to 47-32. Something was clearly wrong, and rather than go into the playoffs as a lame duck team going nowhere, they decided to make a gutsy move. They fired their GM. They fired Mike Malone. Tough thing to do. He'd won a title 2 years ago. David Adelman then took over the team. They won their last three games. Then they went ahead and they beat the LA Clippers, a team that many people had going to the Western Conference Finals. And then as we see, the Oklahoma City Thunder are just a wonderful team. They are so good, so deep, so tough. And boy, Denver had them in a game seven. So well-deserved David Adelman, the new head coach permanently for the Denver Nuggets. I think we can expect big things.
And
I think the Denver Nuggets are back on the NBA landscape.
Right. And you're new bae, because you're riding for him, man.
This is from the 707. Hi, guys. I just moved back to California after 15 years in northern Colorado. Matt is right.
No, stop.
Malone was fired because he had lost the team. Just before he was fired, he admitted he had given up trying to get them to play defense and that they were unwilling to do so. That's from my main man, one of my favorite listeners, Gil. Yeah. Hey, Gil, you're welcome here anytime.
The argument.
He's so off the mark.
It is for me.
You're acting like he was guarding Kawhi Leonard.
Who?
David Adelman.
Oh, he did a great job. Did you see what he did to James Harden in Game 7?
Yeah, James Harden, what he does, in Game 7, he throws up on himself.
See his whole career?
And that has a lot to do with his defensive philosophy.
Power?
He was done wrong.
Who was?
Malone. And he's got a ring.
He quit.
But your new favorite coach is Adelman.
He quit.
My buddy Rutherford went to Northern Colorado.
I love Michael Malone. But sometimes it's time. It's just time. Kerr's
the timing was awful.
No, actually, the timing was perfect.
And you didn't like it. You didn't like it.
Perfect. Gutsy. So, you can't let coaches run wild. That's all.
No, you can't. So what happened in Game 7 against the Thunder?
Oh, I mean, you got to tip your hat to the Thunder. I know we don't like to do that. We like to blame and point fingers and say great players stink when they lose. But the fact is Oklahoma City has shown their
prowess.
Oh, my goodness.
Seen Jokic look so
exactly
normal.
Got to give OKC a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, they lost by 30.
Yeah.
They were there.
Just like the Timberwolves.
Yeah, me on a Thursday. They no-showed. That's what they did. And you are up here caping for... Like, where was that, honestly, caping on your list?
What?
You are.
What?
You're trying to make this
I told you at the time they fired Malone, I didn't...
Pat
I was
Riley.
Like, I get it. They don't think they're going anywhere.
But that's my point. I don't want you to get it. We thought you were from a fabric, cloth of old school.
Sorry, I'm different than you. I'm different.
Standard.
I don't guess.
Now you're on the new trendy train.
Well, then you're not allowed to take victory laps.
No, I don't need to.
You've taken three today.
And none are valid.
Oh, we got another text. Steiny, you're on point. Michael Malone was a stubborn coach that lost the locker room. Yeah. Teams do not win when players don't care about their coach. And here's the best part of this text.
People are helping you out.
Here's the best part of this text. Mm-hmm.
People are helping you out on a Friday.
I'm going to turn the text line off.
Man,
what?
What would you do without it? No, it's not a bit. It's a crutch.
You're a crutch.
I need one. I need two.
About an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feel free. 888-957-9570. You want to text in. Feel free to compliment me on my basketball knowledge.
What about football?
Well, I got to tell you, Guru threw me off with the Lauri Matthews question.
But you got it.
Thank God.
You got it.
Steiny, who are you more worried about? The 49ers offensive offensive line coach or defensive?
Him. Yeah.
I was just a pig in heaven.
So, all right.
Baldy's the man.
Baldy. Yeah, we had Brian Baldinger on earlier. And talk to you about the 49ers.
And their big trade, Steiny, because Javi and Vacaville is Bryce Hupp is now a Niner, and he is like...
Here we go.
No, that was a fan calling. And he was down and out about the defensive line for the Niners up until this news just broke a couple hours ago. And I'm just telling you, that's part of being a fan, Steiny, is the Jim Carrey that he mentioned. So you're saying there's a chance. And if this guy gets back with Saleh and can duplicate what he did a couple years ago, I mean, man, Bosa's got some help. We'll find out.
I'm on to Paul Maurice.
Who was that?
I told you I'd like to talk about this at some point. Paul Maurice is the head coach.
Head coach she wants to give credit to.
Yeah, this is just sickening.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Do you watch the game?
No.
Or do you just watch the head coach?
What's the sport?
Because we got to get into Valkyries.
No, I actually do really like this guy.
So, the Panthers were playing the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah.
In the playoffs.
Gotcha.
In hockey. It's one of the four major sports, Goo. And when the series was over, they have a they have a tradition. Players shake hands after the series, not after individual games. But things have gotten a little out of hand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hand in terms of these handshake lines. It's not just players.
Okay.
So listen to Paul Maurice, because after that series was over, he was talking to the other coach about this.
It's a personal belief, and I really appreciate what he did, because I understand the risk, that there's a bit of a risk. So the story goes like this. I don't believe that the coaches should shake players' hands at the end. I don't. There's this long list of people in suits and tracksuits. I mean, we had like 400 people on the ice. They're all really important to our group, but not one of them was in the game. There's something for me visually with the camera on of just the men who played, who blocked shots, who fought for each other. It's the end of one season. It's excitement for the other. The last thing that a player on the Carolina Hurricanes deserves is 50 more guys in suits they have. They have no idea who they are. And that's not a negative. There should be something really kind of beautiful about just the camera on those men who played shaking hands. And we should respect that.
I mean, that is the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind.
So why has it not happened?
It's going to start to happen, hopefully, in hockey.
I'm not mad at him, but I would like, he said 50 and it can get monotonous. I get that. But the head coach, like, I like that. Like Minnesota did with OKC, Finch. I spend hours, you look at the other, like Shea, my staff and myself have been sleepless trying to stop you. I like the coaches being a part of it. But when you get to 50 or more than 8, I kind of get that. But I like the coach. The coach is part of the game.
Yeah, I think that in the past, in hockey, it was just understood that the players shake hands after. It's after a series in the playoffs.
But I wonder why it's coming up now and no other coach. I'm not saying it's wrong.
Because clearly, executives, PR department people, salespeople, minority owners now go out into the handshake line and are shaking hands with these athletes. The athletes have no idea who they are, and it could set up a really bad situation. Player on a team that lost has got to shake hands with these nobodies from another team.
Would that have been more powerful from a player? Or do you think
it's more powerful for a coach just because he's saying we shouldn't even be in this either? And I mean,
I wonder if it sticks.
If you want to know my true feeling,
well, you're supposed to tell the truth all the time.
Well, I mean, listen, hockey clearly has a standard or a history.
Sportsmanship.
I'm not going to speak to hockey, but I'm a firm believer in the NBA. You don't have to shake hands after a game. You can go right to the locker room.
But why?
Because there can be too much emotion at that point.
But we've been on Earth forever. Some of us have, it feels like. But the bottom line, Stein, is what, 1% something gets out of hand? And it's like two boxers. They beat each other brains out. And what's the first thing they do when the bell goes? They hug and embrace.
Right.
I like do away with the national anthem. But I love watching Ant Edwards and those guys pay respect to the winning team. That's why I think, Stoney, that's the standard.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, if I were Adam Silver, I'd say we can lose this. And here's the other
What message does that send the kids? No, I'm serious. Like, it's been around forever. You want to start all of a sudden?
You want to start going down that road? Well, first of all, it hasn't been around forever because every time something happens where somebody doesn't do something, congratulating David Adelman for becoming the permanent.
Theodore Rand has the best YouTube. I'll say text in the chat today. And it says, Evan and Goo deserve hazard pay when Stoney's acting up about this Adelman thing like he is. And that would be not Hunter's Point. Shout out HP. But that would be HP on our check.
You know,
hazard pay.
Let me tell you something. We were talking about the craziest moments in Bay Area sports. And somebody in the morning brought up another incident that I'm completely familiar with. And it was when Chris Mills tried to fight the Portland team bus.
I already got in front of the bus.
And there may have been gunplay involved. And then after the whole incident, I was in the Warrior locker room, and he said something to me. He said, write this down. Bonzi Wells is a straight-up punk. Capital P, capital U, capital N, capital K. And what I'm getting at here is Theodore Rand.
Yeah.
He's a straight-up punk.
Please.
And don't you dare give him a voice.
I can do what I want, bud.
Not on my show.
Please. Hey,
that's your job.
It is, Jerry.
Okay, a couple things. Our good friend City Boy says, Empower Me Academy is awesome, teaching fundamentals for years. They just started an AAU program the right way.
He says
started by USF players. Okay, and then there's another one here. Follow Through Hoops in Hayward, California. We do it right. The kids and accountability and sportsmanship.
Let's go. Maybe next week we should get Monte on.
For girls, AAU hoop in the East Bay, NorCal Force in Dublin. All right. Listen, all I'm saying is
I miss AAU. Our kids used to play.
Oh, so you were part of the problem.
No, I used to. Hopefully my kids are not in positions that, well, I guess they could have kids. I don't want them to because they're not ready. But, Stoney, I miss it, man. I want to go back to the yard again in the gyms. And the only way I can do that is if my knee giving me problems. Hopefully I'll be around. But if my kids have kids, Evan, but I don't want them to have them too soon.
You can still go.
I do go to the pocket in Sacramento.
He's our pro-am, like Tuesday nights.
But people
during the
call
summer.
It weird. Let's be honest. When you show up and you got no dog in the fights, like what you doing here? Come on. Meet me halfway. You kind of.
Well, didn't you go down to L.A. and watch your friend's
son? Well, that was my boy. So I got a dog in the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean like. Hey, Stoney, what are you doing tomorrow? Let's go catch an AAU game?
Well, that's different. I go up to the park little Daryl used to hit him out at and pitch, and some people remember me, but it's a whole new, I don't know anybody, Evan.
I thought you went to that James Logan JV game, the baseball game.
But that was for my boy Marcus Christie, who pitched for Moreau, but one of my best friends, I went with him to see basically my grandson, or my nephew, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about Evan showing up to the park where there's no Evan or stuff. I'm just watching the kids play.
I don't think that's strange.
Well, I thought about it. Nobody said it was.
Are you passing out candy?
No, I was just like, but I get that feeling sometimes of like, dude, your era's over.
Dude.
No, I'm sorry, being real.
Listen, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Now, high school is different. Anybody, they think I'm a scout. I wear my NBA stuff.
Ken.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, OG?
Ken.
Now, that bothers me.
Ken, you've probably experienced this. And, Evan, one day you likely will. You take your child to the playground. You're the father. You get to the playground, and there's a lot of kids there.
There's too many.
And they're all with their mothers. And there's the father sitting by himself.
Oh, I love that.
And every mother is looking at him like, uh-oh, who's this guy? Why is he lurking at this playground?
Hey.
They don't take into consideration that it could be a father of a child. They assume the worst.
I don't know if you've been to many playgrounds recently, but
no,
that's,
not recently.
The dynamic's not like that anymore. Actually, I was like surprised at how many fathers were there, but yeah, it was a good amount.
And have I gotten one thing right today?
No, you haven't, because all the women would have been like, what a wonderful dad.
No, they're like, why? What's going on? Keep an eye on him.
Right, but you're not in a trench coat with no kid.
I'm just saying.
You're there with your kids, so we're family.
Mothers can be tough.
Evan, you're going to be a good dad.
Yeah, sure, hope so. But I also see sometimes, like, there are some dads who are notable. For example, my mom told me she took me to a playground in Marin when I was a kid.
Marin.
And I met Sean Penn, who used to live in Marin.
You got Milk.
Yeah, she...
Great movie, Milk, he was in. Go ahead.
Yep, that's a four.
Yeah.
Shout out Harvey.
I need to know.
But no one thought that Sean Penn was a weirdo. Until
that's because they already knew he was an actor.
Well,
like he was famous.
Until they kept reading about him, but...
Yeah. He went with Madonna.
So did everyone.
We were talking about athletes that were past their prime because you tweeted out, you texted a thread last night that Trout was back.
Yeah.
And, Stoddy, I love Trout, but he ain't the same Trout, you know? And it just got me to thinking, how many athletes right now are kind of past their prime, just holding on?
Well, most of the Warriors. Most of the Warriors. I'm kidding.
I'm going to give you a one. But you know what I mean? Trout was a big boy. Well, and Ohtani will live this at some point.
Let me quick get to Ed in Danville, and then I want to get to the that other thing.
How am I such a narcissist?
Yeah. Ed, how you doing, Ed?
Great, guys. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. So I want to speak in favor of AAU. I grew up in Staten Island, New York, where all I ever did, I had the ability just to play CYO, you know, go out, play in the park.
Yeah.
And these kids now, my kids in the eighth grade are so much better than we ever were. So I've got an eighth grader. He's actually right now getting an invite to play on varsity on the summer league here in Danville. And by the way, I go out to Oakland 3 days a week for a great program called Lake Show, where they overemphasize fundamentals.
Wow.
Screens, you know, taking offensive fouls. And if you don't do those things, you don't play, and you're going to get a talking to by the coach. And by the way, really quick, when I didn't do this, my son was just okay. The fact that he has the ability to get in front of great coaches that play D1, they emphasize the right things, and they're actually allowing him to play in 15, 16U, he is so much better than he ever would have been had that not happened. So
Wow. There's
a lot wrong with AAU, like having to pay $20 to go watch your own kid. That's ridiculous.
Right.
But, like, guys, when they miss dunks, they're out of the game going, lay it up. What are you doing? Take the points.
There it is.
It's not as bad as you think.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it. I
will fight Ed on one thing. My St. Anne's, Warriors, Roger Narcisco, Stoddy, we had ballers. So I'm going to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
He's saying they're better now than they ever been in CYO. I don't know about that. I've seen some hoopers.
Well, isn't that just like the argument that athletes are better now than they used to be? You know, they can run faster, jump higher.
Maybe medicine's better.
Maybe they're...
Well, evolution.
Well, maybe the athletes are better, but the coaching's worse.
Must they have Adelman.
And you beat me to it.
You guys know. Oh, Casey and Marin. What did you just say? God, there was something I actually wanted to talk about.
Oh, a star's past their prime. Like, Trout.
Oh, Trout, that's what. KC, what's going on, man?
KC Johnson?
Hey, gentlemen, good afternoon. Hey, Goo, my daughter's got a fifth grade AAU tournament in Marin tomorrow, man. You got to come hang out with me, and we will watch the kids play.
Tell me where it's at, real quick. Tell me what gym it's at.
I'll tell you right now, Goo. Venetia Valley School in Marin.
Okay, Valley School of Marin.
Venetia with a V?
School of
V
Marin.
With a Venetia.
Right, okay. I got you. Venetia. I knew a Venetia. Okay.
Yeah, all right, yeah. For my thing about AAU, there's some good. There's some really good. My daughter has taught fundamentals. Her skill level at fifth grade is far superior to what fifth graders when I grew up played at because of the skills she's getting from her coaches. But like the gentleman who said this before me, to pay $20 to go watch your child play, it's a lot of money also for travel, for hotels, for gas. It adds up. But that's what we're here for as parents. But Goo, 12:45 tomorrow at Venetia Valley, my man.
Hey, we will take a photo if I show, baby. You come seek me out. Like, I might really go, Steiny. Marin!
And I might have really gone to your Domino's tournament.
So a week later, now you want to stick your chest out with about 20 minutes left in the program to say you really were never coming. Evan,
I'm just getting ready for Willard.
I'm not going to lie. I heard that the key word in your last sentence was if.
I can't believe you just threw that in there.
I mean, you're not going to believe me, but I was going to come.
I don't believe you.
Evan, he said he golfed, came home, laid down, night-night.
That's right. And anybody who's played golf, played golf.
80 years old.
And not just played golf, but played golf with your buddies, knows you can't lay down after a round.
Well, if you had a big Domino's tournament that week and preparing for, then.
Had I played Domino's, maybe I would have gone.
Give me your Trout take.
Okay.
Because he's on my fantasy baseball team.
He's being activated tonight.
I got you. Okay. You brought, but
by the
is he really Trout? You know, and so, it's okay.
So I was thinking about this. Let's say there was the equivalent of a Mike Trout in the NBA. Okay.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Okay. So
we steal a lot.
Hold on. There's a Mike Trout in the NBA, and if somebody said, "Hey, Steiny, should the Warriors go after Mike Trout?" and I'd say, "No." And you'd say, why? And I'd be like, he's been hurt for 2 years. He's 33 years old. He doesn't look like the player he was.
All right.
Why would you do that? But then I thought, okay, Steiny, should the Giants go get Mike Trout? And I was like, oh, absolutely. Absolutely they should go
but
get Mike Trout.
But you're doing it for the wrong reasons, though.
I don't
believe.
Know why I'm doing it.
For the you want the sizzle, the ha-ha on the baseball field, the name. Castani, he's not a bum, but let's be, you can't count on him. His best days are gone.
And that's why I would never want him on the Warriors, because we would be bringing him on to a team that's already hurt, already old. The Giants, on the other hand, are competitive, and he's a name.
That's different. You got bigger fish to fry than a name.
Hey.
You got to get Adamus up and running.
Hey.
We touched on him, Evan, while you were out. Boy. No, Evan was here.
Take this to the bank. If Mike Trout were on the Giants, I'd go to a game or two. I would.
To see who?
Mike Trout.
Well, he's always on the bench.
Wow. Well, I mean, assuming he's playing.
Little Miss Trouble on the YouTube chat called him the baseball version of Embiid. She might be on to something.
I think Trout's had a better career than Embiid.
Well, they're both great at what they do.
Is Trout going to the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Is Embiid?
Yes.
We're talking about
the Basketball Hall of Fame, Evan. He's already in.
Yeah, like both at their best are MVP caliber players.
Oh, my gosh. No doubt.
But Trout in his prime was just superior to Embiid.
Yeah, that's what I said, and Guru fought me on it.
No, people are saying, how
it's can
you...
It's a good
you,
comp.
People are, no, seriously, if we want to put the rat on the table before we go, how the hell can you work with Steiny after that domino tournament comment? Like, I know you were having fun. That hurt. It was never going. Wow.
Theater of the mind.
Who's this guy?
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Pascal. That's who that guy
was. I might be going to Marin to that. Somebody,
yeah, like I would go to the Domino.
No,
like you're not gonna Goo.
Somebody they diagnosed me saying Goo loves an invitation. I may not come,
right?
But I do love the invite,
yeah,
Evan.
You beg.
That's
for
what
him.
It is.
You beg for him. You beg for
never
invitations for compliments.
Now Bonte gets married and I don't get an invite. That one would hurt.
Hey, why don't you tell everybody Evan's new segment idea? Go ahead, guys.
Wait, what?
What is going
on? He put it on the thread last night.
Dude, you are such a snitch.
I'm not saying it. I will
but
not
I'm
say
lost.
It.
I can't remember. I was in pain.
All I know is anytime you reference the text thread, yeah, an awkward moment of the show, it's because you were trying to throw one of us under the bus.
And there's HIPAA laws to the text thread. At least ask somebody, hey, can I read it? You just go
I didn't read it.
Then get halfway and stop.
I didn't say what it was. I just wanted to know if you were willing to put your money where your mouth was and say this interesting segment idea.
It was a play on words.
It was great.
Evan, why can't I was in that much pain. I can't remember.
Well, I was the one who threw it in there. It's.
Don't, can you say it?
No, you can't
then
say
Then why'd you
it?
Bring it up?
Because I just want to...
This is an ass.
Yeah, and you're teasing blue balls. Man.
I'll tell you during the break.
Something about over the hill.
Does that ring a bell?
Don't cower to Willard.
Does that ring a bell?
Mark.
Who? You're missing the lead.
No, I'm done. After the Union City domino, I'm done.
Did what Evan said ring a bell?
I don't want to answer. I want you
just
to get mad.
Yes.
No. I'm mad
okay,
at
Okay, so you don't remember something about being over the hill.
I didn't like that comment.
Okay.
Say you're sorry to the Yoon about not coming to the Domino.
I am sorry. I apologize to the Yoon. I really do.
We thought you were coming, Evan, he texted me Saturday, solo, address, with question mark, as if.
Doesn't that tell you I was at least thinking about it? Seriously.
That means nothing. Like, you don't get credit for thinking about coming.
It actually worse.
Yes, you do.
Just left me alone. I'd have been fine. He ain't coming. Address. I had to show some people. Look, he texted.
Yeah, I was thinking about Goo yesterday, but I didn't text him at all because his knee was just burning up. But I did, because I care.
Kane, yeah. Don't read Kane Slybender. She's going in on you.
I think that's a guy.
Speaking of which.
Oh.
The box I got for my birthday.
Careful.
That I thought was Larry Seiler.
I knew this.
But you did, but you dropped it. It actually wasn't Larry Seiler.
I know.
It was from the guy that's still on IG as P1. So I gave Larry Seiler credit, who's a Pirate fan, and messaged me and said, seeing you glow when you opened up that Roberto Clemente. So I assumed he sent it.
Well, I thought the whole point is he was trying to be Richie Incognito.
Yeah, so that is still Mr. P1.
Right.
We don't know who it is.
That's correct.
But why did you agree with me when I thought we
Because I think at first I was like, it's not Larry Seiler. The guy I'm thinking about, or woman, does not tell us
on
who
IG,
they are.
At P1, Evan.
He's on Instagram with at
or
P1.
Or it could be her.
We don't know who it is. But he sends gifts.
Sounds like he wants it that way.
No exactly. Doubt. I apologize. I said, dude.
He's like, dope gear.
He's like DeMarcus Cousins, which I respect.
DeMarcus what? Cousins.
He's like DeMarcus Cousins.
What you mean?
We know who he is.
DeMarcus Cousins does a lot of charity work.
No doubt.
That nobody ever hears about.
I got, wow.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Right. Like Kyrie. Yeah.
And Shaq.
And Steph.
Well.
We know everything that
camera,
Steph does.
If there's a camera there, he'll be there. For sure.
You guys, it's just, like, he doesn't go get the camera.
Hey, Goo, what'd you think of Steph at Bottle Rock?
Oh, Steph,
you like his hat?
It was all right.
Do you not remember it off the top of your head?
Pretty much. I've been in a
lot. It was like it's kind of like an Indiana Jones hat.
Yeah, we talked about it. It was all right.
A straw hat, yeah.
I would like to see Steph outside of work. Like, if he came to...
Well, that would make you a friend, and you're not.
See, like, people...
Yeah, we could go to Tahoe.
Now, that... We really should... Let's just do some work.
Like a regular fan?
No, try to get Barkley on and come back and air it.
I was sent up there about 20 years ago.
How did that go? Did you get some people?
It was incredible. They were so... Everybody was so accessible.
That is, Bob, if you're listening, it's on my bucket list. That's kind of sad, but.
I'm going to be honest. From what I've heard, the whole point of going is that you don't work. Like, all the journalists that go up there don't do that much work.
Well,
I want to go meet them.
Well, then you just go to the casinos later at night. You'll see them.
Which is where they all go.
But no, when I went there was just so many athletes and celebrities that. An old boss of mine, great boss, Danny DeFreitas at the Contra Costa Times, he sent me up there to write features and stories. Like, Raleigh Fingers was there. So I wrote a story on Raleigh Fingers.
But you talked to him, though.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I'm Matt Steinmetz with the...
He knew.
Oh, man.
I think I've told you this. I had two really long talks, one with Johnny Bench.
Never.
And the other was a fascinating one with... Ivan Lendl.
The tennis player?
Yes.
Come on, Steiny.
Yeah.
Where can we find those features? No, seriously, like...
You can find that along with my college basketball footage.
Dude, there's something there, Evan. If you say we find them in the casino...
Black and white?
I don't think you'll ever find them. In fact, the thing with Lendl, I never wrote a story. I was a little loose, though.
Well, there are a lot of yous trying to get the people... Would you say that event's died down a bit?
I don't know how it is anymore with the media and what they're allowed to do, but it was really cool because they would come off the course. They would have to walk through a big ballroom. That was the media ballroom. And then they would walk into another ballroom, which was just the celebrities and the celebrities only. So they'd have to come through the media. But they were always pretty cool, and they would just stop and talk and shoot the breeze with
people. I'm telling you guys.
I got into it with Lendl because... Remember when, and I don't know if they ever have, and Evan, you're a tennis guy, right? Has Wimbledon remained all white in terms of the attire?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a little bit more of an uppity event.
Right.
Or classic.
I'm a tennis guy.
And there was a point back then where they were
trying to,
thinking about letting players wear colors. And Ivan Lendl, who I believe is from the Czech Republic, thought that was a bad idea. I was like, Ivan, who cares if he wears a yellow shirt?
He definitely didn't like tradition. Serena's cat suit, which tradition. Was all black. I know that was the Open.
We cannot escape tradition. Tradition is important.
That sounds like something you would say now.
What?
Tradition's important. Don't let it die.
I was just trying to pick a fight.
No, this is the guy on a Friday saying the guy should just go to the locker room. Sportsmanship sucks. Did you or something?
I didn't say sportsmanship.
But that's what you basically were saying.
I said it should be optional.
Those were the clips.
I said it should
what
be
you were saying.
Optional.
I could see you losing and just walking off.
That's right.
And that's what's wrong.
You're absolutely right.
Does it every day at 2:12.
Let me
got it good, man. No, I forgot what I was going to say.
Let me ask
you this. Why, when an NBA game is over, do they not allow the media into the locker room for 10 minutes?
That's different.
It's called a cooling off period.
But you got two sectors of
people.
There
you go.
Athletes and nerds. I'm talking about athletes and athletes.
That's right.
Barbarian versus barbarian. Fight to the death!
Oh, yeah,
and then you give each other props. That's what life's
do
about.
Do it back in the hallway. We'll make a spectacle of it.
And that's what life's about.
I was watching Ant and Randall, and they went before the clock ticked out. I said, y'all good with me. That's what I want to see. Evan, are you going to be
Let me tell
punk?
You who shakes hands. Guys who don't mind losing.
Oh my God.
That sounded, you are boy.
When's Willard coming in?
You're stuck.
Shake his hand on the way in.
Man.
go ahead. You got 90 seconds, Goo.
No,
finish up.
The chances you, Evan, and I taking a trip up to the golf tournament this year. Do a show remote.
What? First of all, I think it's coming up.
Hello?
Oh, no, it's always in.
I think it's done.
No, I think it's.
No, it's not summer
in
yet.
July, I think.
Yep. Yeah, it's coming up.
July.
Oh, then Curry's in Tahoe for a different charity golf event.
Probably.
Right now?
Yeah, it's like the American something.
I got a guess.
Your guy, Kane. Steiny just says stuff sometimes. You do 4 hours every day.
There's only one Kane, and you met him in the Union.
Big Daddy
Transportation. He's one of them.
Let me get to my reads and stuff.
Dude, don't change up on me on a Friday. I'm like, we're watching you.
I'll tell you what. How do you want me to act?
Just don't say anything to him. Make him say something to you.
Okay. All right. I'll play a game against Willard. What do you want to do?
What's bugging you? Coming up.
Oh, we got that. You ready?
Okay. How do you want me to? Stick it to Willard.
Just be a man. Just don't cape to him.
I can't do that.
Hey, let me tell you what Goose said today.
I hear you, and it hurts me.
By the way,
was that directed at me?
Can somebody check on Skinny Bob, please?
No, seriously, I thought about him.
Last time we talked to him, he told us he fell out a window.
Somebody calling you Ralph Mao.
That's not true. We can't be putting that out there.
No, that's how he
it
got
happened
hurt.
A while ago. But no. Remember, that was the first story he told.
It was incredible.
You know, years ago.
Yeah.
Not a week.
That's why we're worried about him. He hasn't called in a while. All right. What do we got? Oh, crossover coming up on the other side. And that also means it's the What's Bugging You segment. And
I can't believe you think Dibs has the pulse of the AAU.
I can't wait till
he riffs.
I can't wait till you try to tell him he doesn't on 95.7, the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.